This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast from why-fish.com.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, fished that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time, I'm a-gonna fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good bait, here's a little something of a legendary. Any fish bite, got good bait, I'm a gonna fish it. Yes, I'm gonna fish it. I'm a gonna fish it too.
From the Absolute Net Radio Studios, here are your Why Fish Radio hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I am Brad and the other Brad is unable to make it again this week. Hopefully he'll be able to join us again next week for the show. The reason he's unavailable to be with us this week is I am with Dave, our engineer from Absolute Net Radio, and the other owner of Absolute Net Radio, Scott McNamee. And we are heading out to Bismarck this week for the Marketplace for Entrepreneurs to show off podcasting. Probably not the most exciting thing for you fishermen out there that listen to this show, but for those in the podcasting world, this is pretty big stuff. It's basically the first time in North Dakota that podcasting will be on the forefront at a trade show, and we're going to promote the heck out of it. But onward and upward with some Why Fish Radio. Last week I told you I was heading out ice fishing, and that's going to be kind of the subject of where I'm going. Basically, I got out last Saturday and Sunday for my first ice fishing trip, as I said I would do. And to say it politely, the fishing kind of stunk. The weather wasn't cooperating. We had high followed by low followed by high again. And we just could not establish a bite. We did everything we were supposed to do, from moving around and trying some different presentations, different things. Fish just didn't cooperate. Caught a few walleyes, a few perch, toured the lake, talked to some folks. All in all, it wasn't bad. So hopefully we'll get out again this weekend and play with the fish again. It looks like we got some stable weather. Walleye should be helping out. But the one thing that led me to is the subject of this week's show here on Why Fish, and something that I feel is very important, which is kind of something different that happened last week. And that's just hanging out and being relaxed. Normally when I go out with my fishing buddies on a fishing trip, what happens is we get up at the crack of dawn, we drill holes, we move around, we fish, and fish some more. Sure, we eat and drink and visit and have a good old time together, but it's while engaged in fishing. And this particular time, it was a little different. We left later in the morning on Saturday. We got out to the lake. We put our stuff away at the cabin, had a couple of cups of coffee, visited a little, finally made our way out to the lake, did a little fishing, came back in, cooked dinner, had a few beverages, and just hung out. And the next day, Sunday, we got up late, 9 o'clock, that's different. Had some coffee and just enjoyed life and enjoyed each other's company and visited and just, the fishing was the center point of the trip, but we just enjoyed each other's company and enjoyed the trip and relaxed, and it was really great. And that's kind of the point of why fish is why you want to do it. And I thought that was pretty neat because it was something different, that it just wasn't as hardcore. I think that's important, and we've preached it before with ice fishing or summer fishing or anything like that. It's the togetherness with friends and enjoying yourself. I mean, sure, we're all there to fish and catch fish and have a good time, but it's just nice to visit about something else and enjoy that hot cup of coffee or that hot toddy or whatever you might want. And that's a subject that is just something that people forget a lot when they're hardcore fishermen and get out and do it a lot. Now, I'm willing to bet that the next time I go, it's going to be right back to up at the crack of dawn and fish all day and come back and talk about fishing and go. And that's great, too. If that's the way it is, that's great. But The point of today's show is basically to just enjoy the company of others while you're fishing and while you're at the lake or the river or wherever you might be. And something that I may have forgotten to add at the beginning of the road is we are doing the show this week on I-94 on the way out to Bismarck. I said we were on the way at the beginning. So because we're actually doing the show on the road, I'm going to cut it a little short this week. So until next week, I'm Brad. Thanks for listening to Why Fish Radio, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, cut me a hook, fished that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time, I'm a-going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bites, got good bait, here's a little something I've let you lay. In a fish bite, got good bait, I'm a going to fish it. Yes, I'm going to fish it, I'm a going to fish it too.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with Brad and Brad from why-fish.com. Why Fish Radio was produced by Absolute Net Radio. Find us on the web at absolutenetsolutions.com.
I'm a going to fishing too.